I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio this Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. So grateful that you are tuning in and listening this morning. Glad to have you. Love doing these radio shows for you on Sunday morning. It is just a great way to reach our community, share what's going on, and talk to some of our business resources and share the tools and all the information that we have to offer you to help you be successful in your goals and dreams, whatever they are. And really, that is our purpose. Our purpose is to help you be successful in fulfilling whatever it is that you are wanting to accomplish. And our really success, it's all about success. And so we do these shows every Sunday to share information, motivate, hopefully offer you some inspiring stories, and just get you started off on the right track. Every Sunday around 5 o'clock, you get your weekly winning resource in your email, and we share your weekly winning word. And this week, our word is charitable. We're getting close to November, Thanksgiving month, and just, you know, talking about being generous and giving back. And of course, November's that month of gratefulness and thankfulness. And so these words are going to kind of correlate with that. And I'm really excited about our show today. I have one of my friends here with me, Mr. John Abraham. Hey, John.
Hi, Kim.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. And John, he is so humble. He's like, I don't know. I don't know all the things I do. And I'm telling you, John, you do great things in our community. And so when I thought about who to bring on this show, you came to mind. And, you know, I think about you being contributing to I've Decided and supporting our mission and what we're doing, and being generous with us. So that's a contribution in itself. So thank you for doing that.
My pleasure.
All right. So we got lots to talk about today. John is at Caliber Home Loans. You've been in the mortgage business for a long time, John. So tell us about that. I love hearing your story because you got one of those self kind of made work hard to success stories, and it's inspiring. So share a little bit about your history for those that may not know.
So actually, I've been in the mortgage industry in Central Illinois for about 29 years. Started a long time ago. Back in the day when interest rates were around 10% to buy a home and you had to have 20% down to buy a house. But I literally fell in love with the industry the minute I started. And that was, 1989 at a savings and loan. And I liked the minute I was able to help my first customer achieve home ownership, I fell in love with the position, because to me, there was nothing more rewarding than helping somebody buy a new home and have a place for their family to settle. And just all the cool things that go along with that when somebody gets to own their own home. And so the minute I started in the industry and I began to start having some success and have people go to the closing table and get their keys to their new home, I literally was hooked and kind of knew that's what I was supposed to be doing in life.
Like your purpose.
Yes.
You found your purpose.
Absolutely.
You kind of landed in it. That's really awesome. And so when you talk, you know, I do have a question about the interest rates. So, I mean, obviously, since I've been buying homes, the interest rates have never been that high. Help us understand, like, why back then were the interest rates like 10% and now they're 4% or 5%, you know, so much lower? Like, what happened in that transition?
Yeah, you know, a lot of times it has to do with inflation. And when the economy is overheating, then interest rates tend to rise. So if you go back to the late 80s, especially, the economy was on fire. It was actually doing really well, almost inflationary, which causes interest rates to be quite a bit higher. Now, in the course of, the last 10 years or so, inflation's been in check. The economy's still been really healthy, but there's been no threat of having to cool off the economy by having higher interest rates. And so that's starting to change a little bit. The economy and inflation are beginning to heat up just a little bit. So you hear sometimes on the news that the Fed's raising interest rates and people tend to panic a little bit. But historically, they're still really low, and it's still a really favorable time to borrow money.
So when you say they want to heat it up or cool it down, what does that mean? What do you mean by that? Like, so if things start looking really good, they want to kind of bring it down a little, or if it starts looking really bad, they want to bring it up a little?
Yeah, they you don't want the economy to overheat and things become too expensive. And so it's kind of a supply and demand type thing. And so inflation, when that's in check, that interest rates stay pretty favorable. When the economy's growing too fast and cost of goods are going up, it becomes somewhat inflationary, and then mortgage rates tend to rise as well. We've been really lucky for, gosh, we'd have to go back to the mid-2005, 2006. At that time, interest rates might have been 6%, but have not been over that since then. And so we're still well under that right now.
Yeah, that's right. And so all of that impacts our community, right? And what's going on in Peoria. And I know you hear so many mixed things. You got some people saying, no, it's great, it's all things good. And then you hear somebody say, it's terrible here, this is the worst I've seen it. And, you know, I always tend to look at things on the bright side. That's just kind of my personality. And it seems, you know, I love Peoria. Things seem, you know, good here. And just like anything, it's hard work. And we have issues that we can do better at. But for the most part, you guys are staying pretty stable. You think the real estate business is okay around Peoria?
Absolutely.
And doing okay?
Peoria is resilient. It really is. When the market crashed in 2008, and so many of the cities like Las Vegas and Phoenix were having just horrible devaluation of property and foreclosures, and Detroit, Michigan, Peoria just kept humming along. You know, we kept appreciating our house prices at about 3 or 4% per year, which is typically where we tend to end up. So we don't experience the real highs or the real lows, but it's just a really stable, good housing environment. And, you know, Peoria is still one of the most affordable places in the nation to own a home.
Yeah, and it's just a great city. It's a great location.
Right.
I mean, we're so close to everything, you know, and I think I'm going to have to bring you back. We'll have to. I love that word, resilience, John.
Could be your
so
new
when
word.
We have our weekly winning word, resilience, I'll have to remember to bring you back for that one, because that's a good one. And I think that really says a lot about our community. I think we are resilient. And also kind of bringing it back to our topic this week, charitable. I think there's a lot of people in Peoria that have a charitable heart, don't you?
Oh, gosh, absolutely. Probably one of the most communities that I've ever been around that it's so charitable here compared to your larger cities and just what you see going on here with some of the people in the community.
Yeah.
And how much they give back.
Yeah. And I think big organizations, you know, like St. Jude, having a St. Jude affiliate here, I think that just kind of opens everybody to being giving to all the organizations. I mean, we have so many organizations. Susan G. Komen and the list could just go on and on and on. But those bigger organizations kind of being founded here helps, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's
agree,
awesome.
I agree.
Yep. Cool. All right. So you do, I see your name on the side of buses. I see you on billboards. You're with I've Decided. So you're what we consider a community difference maker, John. Have you ever thought of yourself like that?
At times. I mean, I like to feel like that by, especially in the home ownership phase, that makes a difference in the community. I love helping people get into their new homes. And especially sometimes the people come in and they're scared and they heard horror stories about getting a mortgage and they thought there was going to be a mean banker sitting across the desk from them who was going to tell them no. And to treat people just the opposite, you know, and to make them feel comfortable and hold their hand and let them know you're on their side, that my job's to get them a new home, not to turn them down, is you can see that they all of a sudden become really comfortable and trusting and know that you're on their side and to help get them a new house. So,
and I can speak from personal experience because you helped Joe and I when we got married. We've been married for almost 6 years now. Can you believe it?
Gosh, that's awesome.
I know. So I sold a house, and then Joe and I wanted to refinance his house that we moved into and put it in both of our names. And it was kind of scary because for us, you know, this is our second go at marriage, and, you know, you have all that baggage, right? So you're bringing all that baggage with you and trying to figure out how to make it work. Is your credit where it needs to be? And you really made us feel comfortable And the process was great. So from experience, I think you're spot on, just making people feel comfortable. So that's really, really great. And then, of course, were you born and raised here in Peoria?
I'm a lifelong Peorian, and I've never left the area.
So
I like it here, other than the weather sometimes.
Well, you go off to Florida every night.
I do go to Florida.
Hey, speaking of Florida, are you okay down there? Is your condo and stuff okay?
Yeah, this time that my place is down on Sanibel Island.
Okay.
And that escaped as the hurricane went up more through the panhandle.
I know, isn't it just
still so much devastation? Yeah.
Down there, what's happened?
Absolutely.
Speaking of being charitable, they need so much down there. So it's a good opportunity for anyone listening to find an organization that you can contribute and be charitable to help out down in the panhandle of Florida from the hurricane relief. It's really sad. No water, no food, no electricity. Can you just imagine?
What
would be like. So they need our charitable giving for sure. So, hey, guys, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio this Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. We are talking about our topic. Our weekly winning word is charitable as we go into November and just Thanksgiving and, just having that generous mind and generous heart and keeping us focused on the things that really matter. And so we're just talking to my good friend, John Abraham from Caliber Home Loans, and just talking about a lot of the charitable things that he does within our community and how the mortgage business contributes to our success here in Peoria and, just conversing about that. So it's really cool to have you here, John. And I'm really grateful that you guys are a business member of I've Decided and contribute to what we do. And we have lots of contributors and grateful for them because we can do this radio show. We're thankful. I want to give a shout out to Lincoln College for being great supporters of I've Decided, as well as Synergy Healthcare and Sports Complex. They contribute to us and we're really grateful for their charitable hearts too. So lots of things you do in the community. You are involved in the health and wellness industry.
Yes.
Here in Peoria too.
Right. My passion besides the mortgage business.
Right. And if you've ever seen John, you would know it if you saw him. He's very physically fit, but they can't see you on the radio. So unless they've seen your picture up or run into you or come in your office, they would know. But you have this organization here that you put on, Heart of America Natural Classic. So let's talk a little bit about that, because I think this contributes to our community greatly.
Yeah, this coming May will be the 24th year for the bodybuilding and fitness show, and my 15th year as the promoter. And it is really what I wanted to do is reach out. I competed for many years in drug-free, steroid-free bodybuilding. And I wanted to reach out and develop a network so that athletes who were not using performance-enhancing drugs had an event that they could compete in on a level playing field. A lot of times these competitors would go try to compete in different bodybuilding shows, and a lot of the competitors were using anabolic steroids or performance-enhancing drugs. And so they were just at such a big disadvantage. They put all the hard work in and all the preparation, and then only to not do very well because they were at such an unfair advantage competing against people who were using drugs. So I decided to start an organization and to start hosting an event that would provide a really good venue for the drug-free athletes to come have a really good place to compete at. And it's really been not only about promoting fitness and wellness, but really trying to empower the athletes to be better than when they arrived at the weekend at the show, so that they come out of there feeling better about themselves. They had a great experience. I typically will have somebody as a guest personality who's motivational or inspirational to help make them feel good and to change their outlook and attitude in life. And so it's been really rewarding, and definitely in a way my charitable giving back is to, bring a lot of people to the community to watch the event, and as well as vendors, but it's also bring a lot of athletes to the area who have an opportunity to compete on a level playing field.
Yeah, it is absolutely a way to contribute, because I would think if bodybuilding is what you love to do and you want to compete, it wouldn't be very fun if you were only competing with people who were out of your league because they're taking certain kinds of drugs right. to be bigger and better.
And I had that experience in my own competition career, and so that's what kind of fueled me to get more involved in a drug-tested organization.
Yeah, good for you. So is that how you determine that they are drug fees? So like, how do you make sure that your participants coming in for your competition are drug free?
Well, believe it or not, they have to take a polygraph test. And although that, you know, it's supposed to be 99% effective, I'm sure somebody could maybe slip through the cracks if they were really good at it. But we polygraph every competitor, and then the people who win, and you have to be drug free for 7 years. So we don't want to punish somebody that may have made a mistake when they were younger. A lot of these trainers will encourage someone to take a performance-enhancing drug, and then they come to regret it later. But we do feel like after 7 years, it's obviously not in your system anymore. You're not getting any benefits from past usage. But we polygraph to make sure that they've been what we call clean for 7 years. And then we urine test the winners, which is also pretty expensive. You have to do a complete steroid screen, and send it into the lab. Now, those results don't come back for about 10 days after the event is over. But as a deterrent, not only through the polygraph testing, but also through the urine testing, hopefully we can ensure the athlete that it's a good drug-tested level playing field show.
And most people are honest.
Most people
who are competing in this are they know that's why they're competing in this, because it is drug-free, right?
I've had a few people try to slip through the cracks I don't know that somebody who would be cheating would want to compete in a drug-tested show. It's not fair to anybody, but for the most part, yeah, most of the athletes are really appreciative to have a chance and know that everybody in the show has also been drug-tested and passed.
Sure. Now, you know, I'm all about success and people living their dreams and what it is that they decided to do. How many people actually decide to train just to perform in this show? Do you have people that make that decision that need to get fit? You know, maybe, I mean, obviously, if you're going to compete in a bodybuilding, you're probably already pretty fit. But then there is an amazing amount of training that goes into being a bodybuilder.
Yeah, there's a lot of preparation, and people will begin prepping probably 6 months in advance for the show. One of the things that's the most fun that we introduced a couple years ago is actually called the transformation class. Literally has nothing to do with how muscular you are, or what kind of shape you look like. It's literally for people who have changed their body and their life. And we show a picture of them before, and then we'll show what they look like today. The judges will read a bio about their story. And then we typically award the person who has transformed not only their body, but their life. And that's I had 11 people last year in the show just in the transformation class only. You know, they didn't necessarily compete in the bodybuilding, but these were people that lost a tremendous amount of weight, you know, sometimes up to 100 or 150 pounds.
Oh my gosh, we need to talk more about that, John. I've decided to be transformed.
Right.
We could do Absolutely. Some kind of collaboration on that. That would be really cool.
And I've had stories of people who had suffered with drug addiction or bulimia or anorexia or had a very abusive relationship, and then they changed their life and found fitness. So sometimes people have been awarded just for overcoming some really tough struggles and transforming their lives that way, not strictly just on how much weight they lost.
Yeah, no, that is like super duper cool. I love that. So, you pay the bills by doing mortgages, right?
Definitely.
And then obviously your passion is your bodybuilding competition that you do. And that's great. I love it. I can just hear you're just a passionate guy.
Thank you.
Where does that passion come from? Like, what, you know, where do you think that, where do you draw on that passion? Have you always been like that super passionate kind of guy that just going for it all the time?
As I got a little bit older, when I was younger, no, because I was really quite shy when I was growing up. But I learned to develop, if I care about something and I like it, I've just always been really enthusiastic and passionate about it. And it shows. I'll work really hard to be the best that I can be in whatever I do, and try to also empower people around me to be the best that they can be, you know, by encouraging them and mentoring and coaching and training. But I just had that ability, no matter what I was doing in life, to be passionate and enthusiastic about it. And I'm just a caring kind of guy, and it just shows in my personality, the way that I treat people And you'll see it in my work ethic in the mortgage business. You'll see it in the way that I conduct this bodybuilding and fitness show. But yeah, it just comes from within. There's just that fire in the belly.
Yeah, I love it. Oh, it's right up my alley. So, and as you were sitting here talking, and I was thinking about our weekly winning word this week, charitable. I thought, you know, a lot of times, you know, when we think about charitable, we think about money. How much money are we giving? Money, money, money. And yeah, money, giving, contributing money is charitable, but it's also, being charitable is more than just money. It's contributing your talents, you know, it's contributing your passion, you know, the things that you're passionate about. And also, I think you're being charitable when you hold yourself to a higher standard and then other people are looking to you as in leadership. I mean, that is a means of being charitable too. You know, you're taking care of yourself. You're holding yourself to a high standard to be excellent, whether it's in work or, you know, the things that you like to participate in, like bodybuilding. And that holds people to a standard. They can say, yeah, I want to be like that too.
Right. I think that's, you know, it's empowering to let people to be a good role model. I learned from picking out people that I admired, whether it was in the mortgage industry or the bodybuilding industry. And if they were really good and passionate and successful and sincere, I'm like, I want to be like them. And now I've tried to set that example for others so that they can say, you know what, that hopefully they see me as a good guy. And that if I can, you know, if I can uphold that standard and have them then want to follow in my footsteps in that direction, then I'm hopefully charitable and given back to the community.
Yeah, I was going to say, and that we can all do. You know, that is something, if you're listening and hearing this show, I want to challenge you. You know, if it's not money, that's okay. If it's not time, that's okay. You might not have a lot of money. You might not have a lot of time. But what you can do is hold yourself to a standard so that you can set an example and lead by example. And I think when we lead by example, that's being charitable in a lot of ways. And I was just thinking about that when you were sharing your story, John. So one of the not to get off the mortgage business, we love that. And obviously, you are there to help people in the community if they need mortgage lending and help them get in their new homes. And well, I also want to let people know that you give as a part of our community network. You have an exclusive discount that you give to all of our community members and our business members. I think it's like you give them like $500
off their closing costs.
Yeah,
when they either buy a home or get a mortgage.
So, off your closing costs. So if you are a community member of I've Decided or a business member of I've Decided, that's an exclusive discount that John over at Caliber Home Loans will give you. And if you have not joined our community, there's your motivation. You need to make sure you sign up for that community. You can go on over to ivedecided.org and register, join our community, and start getting on track to being successful in your goals and dreams. And of course, you get all kinds of exclusive discounts from our business members and resources. And one of those comes from John, $500 off of your closing cost. And that is charitable, John.
Excellent. I'm glad.
That's very charitable. But I'm looking at your poster here for your Heart of America Natural Classic. And I'm looking at this guy, your guest personality, Zach Rule.
Right.
He looks really awesome. Hey, tell us about this guy.
Yeah, you know, one of my assistants, again, at the office, happened to come to me and point out a YouTube video. And they are, my people at Caliber are always, knowing how passionate I am about the mortgage industry, are looking for people that I can bring to my show that would help inspire people. And so one of the girls came back in the back room and said, oh my gosh, have you seen this guy on YouTube? His name is Zach Rule. He has no legs. He's a paraplegic, Olympic weightlifting champion and CrossFit champion. So I watched his YouTube video, and then listened to his story. And I decided to reach out to contact him. I thought, gosh, we make excuses about why we don't feel like going to the gym. And this guy showing up with no legs and doing some incredible feats of strength and has such an inspirational story. So I reached out to him through his media website and contacted his manager, told him why I thought he would be a huge hit in Peoria. Had a great conversation with Zach and got to hear his story a little bit. So we signed an agreement to bring him as a guest personality May 4th at ICC Performing Arts Center at my show. And Zach is going to perform some amazing feats of strength. He bench presses over 500 pounds with no legs.
With no legs.
And he's going to do several tricks in the wheelchair on stage. But then I think more importantly, he's going to share his story and his inspirational story of how he overcame such adversity to become a top athlete.
That's amazing. These stories, and you and I have we have that in common. We love motivation. We love encouragement and seeing people do crazy successful things like this. And so obviously I'm just all over this. I love this. And was he born this way?
He got some type of an infection when he was like one in his legs, and they had to amputate both of his legs. And then, so it really, before he ever started walking, he lost his legs. And then,
can you imagine being the mom or daddy of your one-year-old child and they tell you they got to amputate their legs?
Right.
Oh my goodness. That's got to be amazing. But you were saying, just a little hint of what we're going to hear at the show. His mom used to, and to make him take care of himself, what did she do?
When he was literally a baby and wanted his baby bottle, his mom would throw it across the room and make him, just on his hands, learn to crawl and go get it, obviously without using legs. She knew life was going to be tough for him, she said. So she thought, you might as well, rather than walk over and hand it to him and feed him, I'm going to teach him how to fend for himself. And so they tell the story about how he had to crawl on just his arms all the way across the room to go get his bottle.
Good for her. What an awesome mama.
Yeah,
you know,
pretty neat.
That's got to be off hard because you want to go get, you know, but you know that if you don't teach them to do it themselves, that's awesome. Oh, that's going to be a great story. This is going to be awesome because people can just come hear him speak. This is open to the community.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
I want to encourage you guys. Are the tickets for sale yet?
Not yet. Probably December 1st.
Okay, don't worry. We'll let you know when the tickets are for sale because we're going to get this guy on one of our TV shows. We'll have to call him in because he's not in Peoria. He's
in Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. But, you know, with technology these days, John.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We can just Skype him right into one of our TV shows. So that's going to be really awesome. I cannot wait to hear his story. Because last year, you had the lady that was the oldest.
The world's Guinness Book of Records, world's oldest female bodybuilder, who was 81 at the time, Ernestine Shepherd.
Ernestine Shepherd, and that was really cool. Curves members came out and saw her, and they loved her story, and they got to meet her and took pictures with her.
Excellent.
So that was really cool. Awesome. All right, so this is a good time of the year for people to maybe think about getting their homes refinanced if they have a little higher interest rate. And
yeah, you know, there's a lot of people have already taken advantage of the refinance opportunities, although there's still going to be people that could still benefit. More so, it's just really still a good time to buy. Peoria is just a good housing market, and it's a buyer's market right now. There's a lot of inventory, somewhat with the CAT relocation to Chicago. And so I've encouraged everybody, you know what, take advantage. There's some good deals out there. It's a buyer's market. There's a lot of inventory. Interest rates are still really favorable and houses are still appreciating in value here. So if you can afford to buy a home rather than rent, it's still really a good time to do so.
Yeah. So, hey, reach out to our I've Decided realtor, Jeannie Quick, and she'll get you hooked up with John Abraham, and together they can get you in a new home. But I know you work with lots of realtors, but she just happens to be one we
absolutely
love.
Absolutely. She's wonderful.
She's wonderful. But I know you're pretty popular with the realtors out there, John.
Hopefully.
Hopefully so. Need to be popular with the realtors when you're in the mortgage business, huh?
Absolutely. That's my goal anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I only hear good things, so that's good. All right, guys. Hey, we really appreciate you tuning in to our I've Decided radio show this morning. Hopefully, you were a little motivated and inspired hearing some of John's story and what he's got going on. And if you are in need of something that has to do with the mortgage, we want you to reach out to John. He's a great guy over at Caliber Home Loans. He'll take good care of you. He'll always be smiling when you walk in and make you feel comfortable. His staff is super friendly as well. And you can hook up with him if you go to ivedecided.org and click on resources. You will find him, find his contact information, and be able to get in touch with him. And also, while you're there, if you haven't signed up for our community, we want to get you signed up for that as well. All right, John, thank you so much for being with me today in the studio.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I enjoyed
it. Always, anytime. We love you. And And we thank you. And we've been talking about being charitable. So as we go into the Thanksgiving month and this holiday season, let's figure out how we can be charitable, whether it's in our actions and holding ourselves to a high standard so we can give people something to look up to, or in our time, energy, our talents, or even money. And think about that charitable contribution that you can make. It's a good way for success. I think the more we give, the more we get. Right, John?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Have a rest of a good Sunday, everybody, and we'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?